anyone future or developing, they know they have to buy the culverts because you said
any,
that was
any the... new homes that come in there and the existing ones there now that would require a culvert if they would purchase.
Right. And that, again, that's typical. That's already what we do.
It is. There's three homes there now, right?
Correct.
Is there any more going in right now?
Not that I'm aware of.
The only thing that bothers me there is $30,000 per point, you know, for two-tenths of a mile, roughly.
Now, I thought, though, that included that,
that included the culverts. If we
I thought that was a big
the...
deal.
Well, if there's only three homes and culverts are $400 each, you act like it would take off a lot. That's not taking off that much.
Well, the one home's going to require, I think he had three different driveways that was going to...
So there's $1,200.
On the end, and then...
It's still going to cost $25,000.
The first one coming in the road in the dip, which would be ours anyway, it's not very... It's not in the greatest shape. It would have to be replaced at our expense. It was a 2 foot, maybe, it was at least a 2 foot culvert diameter.
So what are you estimating our cost would be if we did not
have... If we didn't have to provide any of it?
Yes.
$15,000 to $18,000.
That makes it better.
It does make it better. I mean,
and that would include the chip and seal plate after the gravel was put on there and compacted. And
you think for $15,000 to $18,000 we can bring the road up to standards, but without and the only
that's
difference
if
is
they will.
Where's that at again? I'm sorry.
VV Highway.
Where at?
Power site.
Okay.
See the main VV?
Okay.
Down
yep,
the
yep,
power
yep.
site. It takes off a bit.
Doesn't make a big difference.
Well, those lots there is the, do those fall pretty good towards the lake there? Or towards the...
Yeah, hit your contour there, Kathy. Which ones are you talking about?
All those through there. I mean, are they buildable?
It's only in the building. You see how tight the line is?
Uh-huh. So I guess, will there ever be more development out there?
So there's three homes.
That's a tough one to answer because they put homes before where I...
True, true.
That they
you would ask that, Mike.
Power side.
Yeah, power side. Where's kind of like... community center thing at? Where's that at?
It's on, if you'll drag the map down.
I need my laser. Where's my little laser? Oh. Yeah, I think I like that one better. Is it right there?
Not in here.
Okay. Not so much here or right here, but right here.
In that general area.
Brandon Mooney.
Can you go back to Shorey for drive from there?
Yeah. You two quit it.
Looks to me like there's currently still at least six available lots. Unless, you know, but who knows when they would build one. Or if they would.
Do you guys have an opinion? I'm torn.
Would you zoom in? And what makes it so expensive? That's the strictly where to get out of the 15 to 18 thousand.
Big houses.
The drainage. So like I said, the culverts would be is a lot of the expense.
I don't.
If the property owners are willing to provide those, then it wouldn't be that much of a deal to go buy and grade it.
If they're willing to provide it, then they're okay. If you're okay.
It would just be a, you know, for a while, a greater maintenance.
Okay.
And I'm good with it.
To accept Shore Acre Drive in the system with the property owner providing the culverts.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Woodland Hills Drive. That's the one off of
160. 160. Right,
tops the hill and goes down the hill. Yep, okay.
And you think it would need an overlay due to the...
Double coat of chip and seal would be fine too.
Yeah. And then if the hill doesn't hold, you can just lay that hill and then go back chip and seal. So.
If the hill doesn't hold what?
You can... In that area, you can put... You can go ahead and just put pavement there and then go back to a chip and seal. Or you can put more oils down to kind of hold it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Right, Devin?
Correct.
Move to accept Woodland Hills Drive into the county road system.